It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it's a Thursday, and this is the one week where you get not one Talking Flicks episode, not two, but you get three. And this is two of three. JT and Grant Lee with you. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello. I'm so pleased you clarified that, because I'm like, how many is this now? We've done three this week. Jeez. We will by tomorrow.
Working overtime this week. What's going on?
Oh, jeez.
And can I just say, Mr. Lee, it's quite a nice magnum you've got there. Now, we're bringing ice creams into the studio. This is great. Yeah. I love it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret, but don't get cranky, okay? And I am sitting back away from you. I did bring us two in, one each.
Yeah, where's mine?
Today. Well, I ate it in the car.
Oh,
this is the remnants
no,
of the
didn't.
Second one.
Oh.
So I'm so sorry.
All right, that's it.
I'm sorry.
Turning your mic off. There you go. All right, I'll do the podcast today. And cut Mr. No, I need you to do it for me because you can talk. Actually, you can do it today.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It's like your wife packing your lunch, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow, when I open the freezer, I'll get a chop top out for you tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. I appreciate it.
How's that?
That's fine. That's a done deal. By the way, how was your anniversary to lovely Wendy? 30 years on Monday. Did you get lucky?
We had a great time. We went away for the night. It was really nice. A very special occasion. 30 years. It's something that I must say, I didn't think that we'd make it, but we did. And now we're 30 years and 5 days. So that's good.
See, this is, you had a thought about this more carefully. I could have said to you, 60 seconds to talk about your wife on the podcast today.
Oh.
To lovely Wendy, mate. 60 seconds.
Look, I have to say, Wendy is my soulmate. She puts up with a lot of crap from me.
The music's finished. Ran out of time.
good. So I'm struggling.
But congratulations, Mr. Lee. And I'm so glad you guys had a great night. I wasn't sure that you'd turn up today after that. You know, I thought maybe, you know.
Yeah, well, I was debating whether to extend the time away.
I'm glad you didn't. Because we've got an action-packed podcast today. We've got lots going on. What should we talk about, Mr. Lee? We should talk about the big movies at the box office. We'll be doing that very soon. Got some we'll see what's number one. I mean, Spider-Man could be there. I don't know. Has been for the last few weeks. Could happen again. Mr. Lee hits the red carpet for some real news. D23 is the talk this week, Mr. Lee. D23,
yeah.
Which is was what was just held
Disney.
Over in the States.
Yeah, in Disney. It was in California at Anaheim, actually, at the Honda Center this year, which I will let you know I've been there. Not for this, but I watched ice hockey there once.
That was a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah.
11 years ago.
Goodness. Romy and Michelle. Romy and Michelle, remember that was a great movie.
I love
the helicopter scene. And there's going to be a sequel. So Miss Lee will give you some news on that in real news. We'll go around the screens to see us out. Also some big movies coming up next week. So that's all still to come. Let's get it started on some new gear.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Let's start with the legend that is Jason Statham, Mr. Lee. Now, everyone loves Jason. I mean, would you agree that Statham is kind of becoming like the new Bruce Willis, Liam Neeson kind of guy? He kicks ass every movie he's in.
Yep.
And he's been one of the most consistent for a few years now.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, one thing I keep saying is when you go see a Jason Statham movie, you know what you're in for. You know there's going to be a lot of gunfire, a lot of action, and him just going around and making things right, because that's what he does. He does these movies so well. Of course, we're talking about Mutiny. It's a new action thriller. And it's all about Cole Reed, who's played by Jason himself, who is framed for a crime that he didn't do. And it's he saw his billionaire boss get murdered, and then he gets framed for it. And this all happens on a cargo ship. So, yeah. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? It
certainly does. You saw that very well, but I think the trailer would do a better job. Let's have a listen.
Jaw's been broke. Knocked down a couple times. I done something new for this fight. That's right.
Who are you?
I have wrestled with an alligator.
By now, what it matters is we get those people to safety.
I done tussled with a whale.
She didn't trust me.
I done handcuffed Lightning, throw thunder in jail. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. We need immediate emergency assistance. I'll be the man named...
I need to finish this.
I'm gonna show you, show you, show you. I'm gonna show you, show you, show you. All of you chumps are gonna bow. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
That is Mutiny. Hear the action there, Mr. Lee. The gunfire, the explosions.
Yeah. Sounds pretty intense, doesn't it?
And I do like the fact that it's on a cargo ship. I think that that adds that extra element. So lots of action in this. And that's what you're gonna get with a Jason Statham movie. Filming locations, Mr. Lee, began in the UK in September back in 2024. So it was a while ago now. Yeah. There was additional filming in Malta. Filming wrapped up in November 2024, so it's been only 2 years to put this one on the big screen. So, yeah, but some great action, great stunt work in there. So, love it.
Tell me, how would you go living on a cruise ship, or a cargo ship, I should say, not cruise ship. Cruise ship's very different. Cargo ship with narrow walkways... and trying to outrun someone who's trying to shoot you.
It'd be hard.
It would be freaking hard.
Yeah, very hard.
Good on him. I can't wait to watch that. I think that's going to be interesting.
Well,
Now we've got something totally different. It's a comedy with Spa Weekend, and this one stars Leslie Mann, Isla Fisher, Anna Faris, and Michelle Boutet. And it's all about four long-life friends who escape to a luxury spa for a needed break. They have been, their lives have been demanding, which, poor wives, they do have a lot of hard work. And I do admit that they do. Well, I know what it's like. When I was a house husband for 6 months, it was pretty hard. Have you ever been a house husband? And during COVID in lockdown?
I'm always a house husband. Never stops. but I've got to say, Mr. Lee, when I thought of Spa Weekend, I thought of you. Is that weird? Like, I'm thinking of relaxing in a spa, getting a massage. Because that's kind of the life I feel like you're going to lead one day,
Can I say Zeus has spa months? Once a month he goes and has treatment, and he has a wash, a play, and sometimes he does stay there when we go away, but he just loves it.
For those playing along at home, Zeus is Mr. Lee's dog.
Oh, yes.
His pup, yes, just so you're aware, it's not his son.
No. We don't send him out to dog. But anyway, Spa Weekend, should we take a listen?
Oh, please, let's do.
We're going on a Spa Weekend, bitch! Yeah!
Can I take you to dinner?
How's July 19th?
3 months from now.
How's
is it even possible that my husband left me for an older woman? You're supposed to leave me for, like, Gigi Hadid, not Ina Garten.
You can't just leave me like that. I needed lunch, and I was scared.
I'm so sorry.
This is why we need a spa weekend. Massages, champagne, big comfy robes.
The last time I had a massage was, like, my last mammogram.
Girl, I worry about you sometimes. I just booked a room.
What?
We're going on a spa weekend, bitches! Yeah!
Welcome and namaste.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
I'm Shanti.
She looks like girl Jesus.
I never want to go home. I miss my kids.
What?
No, I don't miss my kids.
Is that Mel?
What's up, you middle-aged sluts?
Hey.
On your right is one of the outdoor yoga classes.
Gene, he is checking you out.
Get over here, yeah, you.
Come on, Magic Mike. This is Jane.
Nice to meet you, Jane.
She's on the older side, but she's got a porno body. Stand up, show your body.
No,
show
him your details.
I sense a great deal of stress in all of you.
Oh my God, my boss is calling me again.
You guys need to stand up for yourself.
Stop calling her!
Bang, bang, into the room.
Hanging out with your friends is essential to our survival.
The most important thing is you guys. If you need anything, I'm here for you.
This whole spa thing is such a scam.
Namaste.
You're supposed to walk out of here all centered and chill. Do we look chill to you?
Not really.
Hey, you guys.
Not doing anything weird or illegal.
You know, I'm in a tantric massage.
I know what you're up to. This place hires good-looking Australian guys to flirt with all the moms. It's not gonna work on me, Crocodile Dundee.
Whoa, how are you doing this?
The human hand has...
Don't talk. Oh. Let's go to the left. To the left. Yeah. To the left.
Welcome to goat yoga.
Guys, I think I burned my fupa.
Oh, yeah, they've got to say. Now, Leslie Mann there, Mr. Lee, just for the record, was getting a hand massage. Now... I don't know if you've ever had one of those. I remember walking through the shopping center at Christmas one time. You know those people that have those creams?
Oh, yeah.
And this lady called me over and she's like, I wanted to give you a hand massage. And I was like, oh, no. And she did. And it was actually really good.
Oh, was it? Was your hands nice and soft and smelt nice after?
I'm like, oh, I'm not sold yet. You know, she's trying so many products. She goes, oh, keep going. I'm like, yeah, you keep going.
You turned around and walked away.
Well, she tried to get products out of me and I was not having a bar of it. So it's okay. Got a hand massage out of it.
Oh, that's
pretty good. Yeah, so there you go. So four lifelong friends, they are escaping to a luxury spa for a much needed break. And as you can hear from that, hilarious. Isla Fisher, holy dooly, like... She's raunchy as and raw in this film. It's just crazy. Leslie Mann, I think, is great as well. Put those ladies together, it's great.
Yeah, I really like Leslie Mann. I think she's such a funny character she plays in all her movies. She just plays it so well. So looking forward to that. And that starts today, which is good. Now, another one that starts today is Insidious Out of the Further. Now, I didn't know what the Further was, but it's another realm.
Another REM?
Yeah, another REM, sorry. REM sleep, I was thinking. Another realm. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know, but now I do. So this is young mother, she finds that she has this unusual ability, and it's basically like, it's a terrifying consequence. We don't know what that is yet. But she can bring its demons back into the real world because we're talking demons with Insidious. And as there's exploiting your power, Gemma must protect her daughter while she uncovers how to stop the Further from spreading.
That does not sound good. These are very big, popular movies, these Insidious movies.
Oh, yeah.
They've been going for a while now, and I know they're very, very, very popular. So, yes.
Let's have a listen.
Tip-toe. What is this place?
Gemma, listen to me. You can do something I didn't know was possible. You can bring demons back from the further to the human world permanently.
How do I stop this?
You're not alone in here. Sleep.
Hey, okay?
Yeah.
When the dead rise, it'll be the end of the living.
Holy dooly, Mr. Lee. Yeah, that is next level scary.
I don't know whether it's my type of movie still.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is your type of movie. Definitely not. Wow. That is great. Yeah, there you go. So if you love a good horror, that's one for this week. Insidious out of the further. And Mr. Lee, the wonderful B will be in town tomorrow night for the Travelling Film Festival. It is on this weekend in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga Wagga. You can go to the Forum 6 or Odeon 5 websites for more details on what's playing. All different passes you can get as well. We recommend getting the 9 pass, which is gets you into all the films. But it is open night tomorrow night, and that's going to be a big one.
Sure. Look, we've got so many great movies playing over the weekend, and in no particular order. I'll just run through a few of them. Rodeo Dreams, Whistle, F. Jord, Hen, which also looks very interesting, No Good Men, Silent Friend, Rose, which is R-rated, The Match, Cycle of Love. There is something for everyone in this Travelling Film Festival.
Okay, there you go. So that's what's happening over the weekend. Also, Khalifa as well. If you're looking to go and see a Bollywood
movie? Yep.
Yeah,
Bollywood and film. It's in Malayan language as well with English subtitles.
There you go. That's Khalifa. Also screening, Mr. Lee, we've got Holiday, Spider-Man Brand New Day, The Odyssey, got The Invite as well. Moana, Toy Story 5, Minions and Monsters, One Night Only, Tom and Jerry, Forbidden Compass, and The End of Oak Street, which will be our Flickster tomorrow.
Yes, which I'm looking forward to finding out our Flickster, what he thought of it.
Because yeah.
He's a bit of a dinosaur fan.
Yeah, it looks great. Check your local cinema website or box office to see what's on.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
Top 5. All right, Mr.
You did that so well. You did that really, really well. I'm impressed.
Off the cuff. Yeah. You know.
I feel like a professional.
One of us has to be around here. As be me. All right, Mr. Lee, you're first up as we go to the top fives in the USA. Let's see what's happening at the box office.
Yeah, number 5 is Super Troopers 3. Number 4 is Toy Story 5. Number 3 is One Night Only. Number 2 is The Odyssey. And number 1 for the US, Spider-Man Brand New Day.
All right, Spidey's number 1 in the States. Can Spidey do it again here in Oz? I'm sure he can. Number 5 is Cat's Eye Wild Hearts. Number 4 is One Night Only. Number 3 is The End of Oak Street. Number 2 is The Odyssey. And number 1... We need a drum roll, Mr. Lee. They probably don't, do we?
No, we all know what it is.
It is Spider-Man Brand New Day. Absolutely smashing it. So that is our top 5s for this week.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
All right.
Now, as you said at the top of the podcast, D23 has been held this past week. And what an interesting, interesting lineup of things to come out of it. Let's talk Marvel Studios first, which Disney 23 this is, so it's all Disney things. They've announced the X-Men, the main cast, and this movie's going to be releasing in May 2028. We've got Christopher Abbott as Professor X, Kit Connor as Cyclops, Sadie Sink as Jean Grey, Samara Weaving, Australian.
Yeah.
As Emma Frost, which is really good. This is excellent. And the big news was Adam Driver. He will be Nathaniel Milbury. So a lot of the crowd went mad for Adam. Like, they all went wild thinking who's there. And they also dropped a new trailer of Avengers Doomsday. And I must say, I watched the trailer and holy dooly, is it good. It's got a lot of the original Avengers all in it. It's good to see Chris Hemsworth back in there as well. But Robert Downey Jr., I think he's going to be playing a very good Doctor Doom.
Robert Downey Jr. has been the big talk, right?
So, yeah, it has.
Yeah. Yep.
Massive. Also, JT did mention Romy and Michelle are getting a sequel. It's beginning to take shape, which is really good. This sequel of Romy and Michelle's high school reunion has added Wendy McClellan to the cast. It's currently shooting in LA at the moment, but we don't know what this new character's role will be.
So, are we getting Maria Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow back?
Yes, we are.
Great.
Only those two can play Romy and Michelle. No one else can play them.
Like, I love it. I mean, you know what? I mean, look, they are ditzy, but I think that I think that's what makes the movie. And how funny is it? You know, Sandy Frink, who is the nerd, he's like, well, it gets the jigs. I mean, that's great. And like, it was a great movie.
One good thing at D23, it was Romy and Michelle that came out. It wasn't Lisa Kudrow. It wasn't them. It was Romy and Michelle. And they said, oh, you know, we've been busy. We've been doing with our shop, you know, all that. So it was good to see them. And it must have been such a hoot for them to get back into those characters because it's been so many years.
Well, it was 1997 was when the first film came out, the original. So 1997, wow.
Jeez, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
And also Pixar, Mr. Lee, this Incredibles 3, and that's coming June 16, 2028. That'll be directed by Peter Son. Coco 2 as well. That's November 2029. Ghost Market. That's Pixar's first supernatural ghost story.
Yeah, which this is a really interesting concept to go down because I didn't think Pixar would go into the supernatural stuff. But I'm so pleased that they are because they're going to do it well. Ghetto is going to be set in Venice. It's a musical black cat named Nero. Mark Ruffalo voices the cat, and it opens March 2027. And then Kingdom Hearts 4 is now scheduled for late 2027, which is the world inspired by Coco, which they're also going to do Coco 2, which I think is going to be very interesting. Now, some other big things from Disney Animation and live action. There is going to be a new live action of Tangled, which is currently being filmed. Frozen 3, which is going to feature Anna's wedding and a new villain, and which sounds very good. We've got Hexed, which opens at the end of this year. Oh, no, sorry. It's going to be opening in 2028. I thought it was the end of the year, but it's not. Zootopia 3, which is a massive, massive hit for them. There's no date yet for Zootopia 3. Bluey. How big is Bluey?
Huge.
It is. So they're going to make a movie, and it's set for August 27. And the one that the crowd really, really went wild for was Lilo and Stitch 2. And it's been slated for May 2028. And
great. Now I've got to get used to saying Lilo.
All over again, which is quite funny.
Just when I thought the pain was done.
And, of course, there's going to be another Simpsons movie sequel. It's set for September 27. And The Princess Diaries 3, it's still in development. But Anne Hathaway said she is trying to get it all off the ground. So still no cast other than Anne Hathaway. But they are trying to get it up and running because they were very popular back in the day. But I do know Julie Andrews doesn't want to be in it again.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It is. It's a big shame. Mm. Yeah.
But Anne Hathaway would do just as good a job. Well, that's all we've got time for today. So we're at the podcast here.
That was a massive lot of real news. I'm sorry. But the D23 is massive. It is one of the biggest things on the calendar.
Well, I'm following along and I turn the page and go, holy dooly, there's like another whole page of films. What's going on? Are you done, Mr. Lee, or do you want to...
I am. That's my week in real news.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, thank God the calendar's a bit light on this week.
Exactly right.
I'm up to stay here till tomorrow.
Don't forget, from tomorrow night, we've got the Travelling Film Festival, which we have talked about so much. Then August 30, the following weekend, we've got Andre Roux's 2026 summer concert happening. And then in Tamworth on August 21, which is tomorrow, we've got our disability private screening of Tom and Jerry, Forbidden Compass. August 26, we got our parent and toddler session for Spa Weekend. And then October 9, we got a sensory session happening. I'm not sure what it is. I can't remember at the moment off the top of my head, but that is happening that day.
That was riveting, that was.
It was.
There's a movie, but don't know what
it's
it is.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. Hey, people love surprise movies.
They do.
Grant Lee will come back to you next week. Hey, it's not until October 9. There's plenty of time. But opening up next week, though, the Dog Stars, Mr. Lee's, Jacob El-Lordy and Josh Brolin. We did mention this the other week. Are you looking forward to this one?
I am, because it's got a dog in it. So
that's you.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, and they've got dogs. And Josh Brolin, he's a great actor. And Australia's Guy Pearce is also in this one. So it should be very good. And I do like Alison Janney as well. She plays so many variety of characters, from comedy to action to drama. She can play it all. So, yeah, that's next week. And then we've also got the new Bollywood movie, Toxic, a fairy tale for grown-ups. And this is an action crime thriller, and it is in Hindi and Telugu. Is that how you say that language?
Telugu.
Thanks.
No idea what it is, but obviously it is so.
A different language.
Yeah. So, in other words, if you don't speak either of those languages or understand them,
they'll have English subtitles.
Oh, that's good. But it doesn't say that there, Mr. Lee. It doesn't say
that. I know, but it will. You'll have to check each cinema site for what language they're playing their movie in, because I know we're all a little bit different. I know I'm only playing it in Hindi.
There you go. So that is what's coming up next week. So we'll talk more about those next Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I like this music. This is a good one.
This is kind of like, I imagine like I'm trying to sell you a mobile phone with this.
Yeah. And a free set of steak knives.
What phone are you buying? Before interest-free payments, so $73.95. Thank you very much. Well, hey, there is never any subscription fees for this podcast. That's the
good thing. No, there isn't. 100%. Our mics are always on, aren't they?
Always. Yeah. We're always here, yes. However, we're about to go, so unfortunately we can't stay. But we are back tomorrow. That's a good thing for day number three.
Yes, but our third podcast this week, I can't believe it. That's three. It's been a busy week.
You can't believe it because you've got to see me three times. Is that what it
is? I know, but it's good. But I will give you a choc top tomorrow. I'll bring it in.
Yeah. Not count my chickens. You'll forget like you always do.
Yeah,
I kind of do.
I eat in the car. That's the problem.
Don't. Do you know how bad that makes me feel? Like, I feel like the long-lost stepchild. You're right.
No, I'm thinking of you when I'm eating it, going, oh, I'm putting on weight.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're not, because I'm not. Bring it in. I won't eat it.
All right, well, listeners, you can listen tomorrow to find out whether or not JT gets an ice cream or not. I guarantee you it won't happen. I'm calling it now.
I'll forget.
Stay foolish. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.